What changed my mind was as I attended the meetings of the local Klan, contrary to the excessive care that they exercise in investigating all prospective members, the complete investigation they made of, and the discussions in the Klan circles, and the recommendations from the officers, and then the voting of members in, changed rapidly from being very careful, being very careless. In fact, they'd vote in anyway 20, 30, 40, 50 at a time, people I'd never heard of, never seen. And so they began to bring in men who were not desirable characters, and the character of the Klan rapidly changed. And when I saw what was happening, I got out of it right away, and it got to be very bad. We still had for many years a huge Klan here. They had their own Klan headquarters building out on the edge of Waco. It later burned together with all of its records, I suppose, because although I have searched for the Klan records since then, I've never been able to find anything much. I want to put them in the Texas collection, part of our local history. I deserted. I kept my robe until, maybe 15, 20 years ago when I burned it up, with the exception of the cross.
But when did you leave the Klan's membership?
That very year I joined it. Within a few months, because it's rapidly changed character, and so many outrages were committed all around the South in his name.